All right, today's Sunday, January 21st, 2017. Good day. Let's close up on being proactive. Let's bring this to a wrap. How to be proactive, folks. How to be proactive. Do you know how to be proactive? It is simple. You just get up and do it. There is no magic formula. There is no E equals MC squared. That's Einstein's theory of relativity. You know, energy is equal to mass times the speed of light squared. Going, you know, mass moving at the speed of light two times the speed of light, or warp factor two, becomes energy. So there is no magic formula for being proactive. But if you really have to have a formula, let me give it a shot. Let's go with P equals O plus A plus T times I, where P is proactive. So being proactive equals opportunity plus action plus time times initiative, where initiative, taking the initiative, is the net present value of time minus 1 second per second. So meaning it's diminishing. It's shrinking. Being proactive shrinks as we get closer and closer to whatever event we want to do. Or let's just say I've been using the Publisher's Clearinghouse as a point of reference throughout the week. So let's just say that February 2nd or February 3rd is the drawing for the $1 million. $1 million a week for life or something like that. Whatever they do. So time is diminishing. So again, being proactive is opportunity plus action, meaning take action. Find your opportunity, the $1 million. You take actions. I got to return that letter. Plus time times initiative, where the initiative is the net present value of time minus 1 second per second until we get to zero, until we get to the cutoff date where no more entries are received. So you see this? Now, we want to break this even further. Okay, let's talk about opportunity. Okay, so opportunity is the sum of, well, the sum is of want or need plus the presence, like the now, versus plus visibility. Okay, so what that means is the want or the need, we have to either pick a W or an N plus the P for the presence, meaning that there is an opportunity is present. It's here. Yes, it's here. The want or the need, it was in grasp. And visibility means we can see it. It's within our grasp. We can do something about it. That's opportunity. There it is. That's the formula for being proactive. And I've just given you the formula. It's a secret formula I've been working on for hours. And we could probably break this down even more and really make it all nice and neat. But for right now, that's all I can do for you. I can do no more and I can do no less. See, the rest is up to you. So you still have to figure out what your opportunity is, what your action is. What is it, a want or a need of your opportunity? Is it visible? Is it attainable? Is it in the now, or is it some far-fetched idea in the future? And then how much time do you have? You know, that's the one thing. So I didn't call it life. I just did it as initiative, taking the initiative, where the initiative is the net present value of time minus 1 second per second. So it's decreasing. And folks, it's difficult, it's easy, but it's up to you. You have to take the initiative before you run out of time. And you have not only the initiative, but the ability to be effectively proactive if you take the time now, not wait until it's too late. Because remember, once you run out of time, you become reactive. And once you become reactive, you might as well be chasing rainbows or a pack of lost kittens or looking for a crack in the sky, because you're never going to find it. You're never going to attain it. You're never going to wrangle that entire pack of kittens, because each are independent of each other. One's an optical illusion and one doesn't exist at all. But yet we're out there looking for them. We're always chasing rainbows. We're always looking for cracks in something, the crack in the structure, the crack in the sky. But it's not there. What is there is our own wants and our own needs. And we have got to get out of our comfort zone. And we have got to quit. We have got to quit dealing with the bullshit. We have got to quit dealing with the nonsense. And most of all, we have got to get off our backsides and become proactive. So proactive that No one will even see it coming, and you already have it. That's how proactive we need to be. Folks, my name is Dave Guerra. I want you to have a great rest of your weekend, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Remember, be better than yesterday. Have a good one.